Be mine.
Oh, baby.
Hot stuff.
These are just some of the messages you would find from a box of candy hearts. You know, the kind you get on Valentine's Day.
But what if you got messages like this?
My hag.
Or my bun.
Than me.
Those sweet nothings come from Janelle Shane. Well, from her computer, at least.
She's a research scientist who works with neural networks. Those are computer programs that learn by example.
Like facial recognition or translation software.
Just for fun, Janelle Shane fed her program a data set with 360 actual candy heart messages. You know, hot stuff, be mine, etc.
And the program generated its own candy heart messages, a whole bunch more.
Prolific? Yes. Heartwarming? Maybe.
Love bun.
Cute kiss.
You are babe.
Okay, so some of those do have potential. Others, though, were downright strange.
Bear wig.
Stank love.
You are bag.
Sweat poo.
Fang?
Sweat poo. It's not just candy hearts. Janelle Shane has run algorithms with other lists, too, like guinea pigs' names.
Pop chop. Fuzzable death sniffs. Death sniffs the guinea pig, Ari.
My pet's not going to be named that anytime soon. She also tried paint swatch colors.
And so it came up with a paint color named Stanky Bean. And like, it wasn't very good at that either.
Shane says there's actually a point in asking a neural network to take on all these odd tasks.
Part of my experiments when I'm giving them these kind of silly data sets is to poke at the edges of what they're good at and what they're not so good at. How much do they really know about the problems that they're trying to solve?
And those crazy candy messages? Well, Janelle Shane says too late for this year, but they could still become a thing.
Well, I would be tempted to print some out for myself for next year, if nothing else. See what happens when I hand somebody a heart that says, love 2,000 hogs. Yeah.